Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. I don't remember the last time I was so excited for a conversation to happen. But we're gonna get back into it. Before we get started, I will invite you to join us over on the Cast Junkie server, where we love to hang out with our fans and talk about our different shows that we do. We have a special Patreon-only channel, so if you are one of the members of the Patreons, which, by the way, for $5, you get a lot of goodies, including Andrew's amazing Dungeon World show.
Planes of Fate.
And if you go up at higher levels, you can get things like a free t-shirt or a mug at higher levels, or you could even play a game with us at our very highest level, which we'll be doing with one of our fans soon. So if you're listening to this now, it's probably already happened, but it was fun, I'm sure.
Yes.
And with that, let's find out what happened last time.
Everything went to hell fast. This creature, it did come to the police station. It came out of a grate in the medical examiner's office and workspace, and it attacked us. We fought it. I tried to contain it in my suit jacket, which kind of worked, but not really. The big problem is it bit Sammy. She was able to stop it, but her fingers turned to stone, and they're not getting better. The real problem is that Captain Jolene and Judson saw what happened. There's another cop there too. We were able to mind wipe him though. The other two seem to be able to keep their mouths shut for now. I'm gonna have to deal with that later, but for now at least things seem calm.
Alrighty, we're back. Hannah, we come back to Sammy in this moment. You're standing here in front of this guy. He just gave you your knife back. Judson Stone, who you guys have never asked me any questions about. And you just looked at him and he had this strange purple energy clinging around him. What do you do?
First thing that she's gonna do is what she did before, where she throws up like the force barrier to block the door. Okay. She doesn't want anyone coming in or out, so she just slams the door shut with her force magic and keeps it, like, sealed shut. That's the first thing that she does.
Yeah, you do that, and I think Judson turns around to you and kind of looks at you and...
Is there something wrong?
And Sammy looks at him and is like, yes, actually. You? And she just kind of like hesitates because she hasn't encountered this magic like close up like this before, so she doesn't know exactly like what it is. She just knows that it like has necrotic properties. So she thinks about it for a minute and says, you have a strange aura. And it seems dangerous. So if we're gonna be working together, I need to be able to trust you completely. So spill the beans. What is this?
What kind of aura?
A necrotic aura, like death.
And he kind of looks around at the morgue and he says,
well, I do spend quite a bit of time with the dead.
I'm aware. Do you do anything outside of work dealing with the dead?
No.
And you can tell he's answering very carefully.
Okay,
he seems to ponder your question for a moment before he answers it.
So you're telling me you have no magical skills whatsoever? You know nothing about magic? This is the first time, today is the first time you've ever even seen magic?
And you see this very small smile on his face, and he says,
I have no magical powers.
That's all he says.
The look on Hannah's face is great.
I have a theory, but I'm not there, so I can't.
What do you say?
Sammy's gonna step forward and then put her hand on his forehead to look into his memories.
Okay, yeah. Roll use magic.
Oh my.
Okay.
He lets her?
I mean, she just does it.
I don't think he would move fast enough to stop her.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not a very fast man.
Yeah, because she doesn't believe him, like, at all, so she's gonna do her own digging in his head. I got a 9.
Okay. What's your side effect?
It's called a glitch, by the way.
I know. I guess, what's your glitch? I guess. Well, side effect is one of the things, but...
Yeah.
What is your glitch?
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Maybe just the effect is of short duration, just I don't see everything. I'm not able to look as long as I want to.
Okay, yeah, I think that makes sense. You reach up and, you know, he takes like half a step back as you step forward and put your hand on his forehead. And the first thing you notice before you even get into this is his skin is really, really cold. Like, unusually cold for a human forehead. And you go into his mind, and it is not like any mind you have ever encountered. It is slow and sluggish and devoid of color, if I can put it that way. Like, there's no, like, emotions going on in here. And you don't really see memories as such. Like, there's almost something, like, stopping you from going further. Like, you aren't used to dealing with this kind of brain, and it feels disjointed.
He's a puppet.
It's not dissimilar. It is not dissimilar to the way that you felt when you went into the mind of the guy that was made of stone.
What?
But it's not the same thing, is it? It's something different.
He's undead.
It doesn't take longer than a second or two before he grabs your hand with these ice cold. He grabs your wrist with his ice cold hand and pulls it away from his forehead. And I think you're just kind of reeling for a second, not really knowing what you just encountered. And he lets go of you and takes another step back and kind of looks down at you and says, "What was that?"
He's already been dead for an undetermined amount of time.
Yeah. Sammy is just, like, looking at him with this absolutely, like, bamboozled look on her face. And,
he kind of squints at you and goes, "What did you see in there?"
It's what I didn't see that concerns me. Are you alive?
He kind of looks down at himself and looks at his pale skin and looks up at you and says, "Not as such."
So he is aware of this. Oh my.
Is someone animating you or controlling you?
Controlling? No. I don't remember being unlike this.
And he kind of looks down at himself again.
When do you remember becoming, like, into existence? What's the first thing you remember? Your earliest memory.
Some time ago. I don't remember exactly. Memory is a funny thing, you understand. When your brain has begun to rot.
Right.
It was at least 30 years ago?
And you don't get any kind of commands or requests from whoever animated you?
No. I do my job.
I can't believe the medical examiner is a zombie. Okay,
I can't believe it took you this long to find out.
Okay, wow.
Okay, do I... One final thing. Does Sammy feel, or is there a way for her to tell if this guy is connected to anyone somehow? Like, does she feel like someone is controlling him, like, without his knowledge, or, like, he is connected to some other energy source?
Did you ask all of your questions from your Read a Bad Situation read?
Oh, I don't think I did. I don't remember how many. I think I just asked one, so I think I have...
Four. Or two?
Yeah, I think I have two more.
Let's see what your last roll was. 11. Your last roll was an 11, so...
Oh, so I have three more questions.
Yeah, I think you asked
because I used third eye.
Yeah, I think you asked two questions and then asked if you saw anything unusual, so I think you have one left.
Okay. Do I have one or two left because I used third eye?
Let's go with one.
Okay. That's fine. I guess, are there any dangers we haven't noticed would probably be the best question in regards to, like, are there any dangerous connections here?
Yeah. You kind of look at him and you can see he has this sort of, this necromantic energy, you know, kind of floating around him, but it doesn't seem to be connected to anything else. It does seem to be just around him. You know, you can see it in various parts of the room, you know, like leading off of him, like echoes of it, you know. Where he's been before, mm-hmm. You know, the same way you tracked Bjorn that one time. But, like, there's nothing that seems to be, like, tying him to anything else outside of here.
Okay, so he's not, like, he's tied to any other entity, at least that I can tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
Okay. All right, I think Sammy kind of relaxes a little bit now that she feels like this is a safer situation. And releases, like, the seal, the magical seal that she put on the door. And she kind of, like, just, like, looks him up and down and is still, like, her brow is just, like, knitted together in confusion. And, she just looks at him and says, "Alright, well, I appreciate you being honest with me. I just needed to know because I need to be able to trust you."
"Well, I have no interest in hurting you or your friends."
"Well, that's a relief, because a lot of people do." And she kind of like chuckles a little bit.
And he kind of gives you the slow nod.
Okay, well, Sammy's gonna...
And then he just looks at you.
Yeah, Sammy's gonna tuck her knife back into her jacket, because I think she was kind of, like, holding it in her other hand this whole time. So she just tucks it back into her jacket and gives him, like, a nod and leaves the room to go find Bjorn and Henry.
All right, you do that. The boys are waiting in the, sort of the lobby area of the police station. Sammy comes back out looking odd. contemplative, maybe? If that's a word.
Yeah. She definitely looks like she's lost in thought.
I think Henry sees this and she's coming up and he's seeing this far-off look in her face and he says, "I don't know whatever happened back there, but it must have been really interesting."
Yeah, it's a conversation that needs to happen in the car. She like puts the emphasis on "in the car" and like motions for them with her head to leave.
And Also, Susanna, I don't know when I want to do this, but I have not done my connect the dots move yet, which was supposed to be at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You haven't.
I don't have to do it now, but...
Sure. Let's go ahead and do that, because I always forget about it, apparently. So, go ahead and roll connect the dots. Is this what you have to remind me on the first episode, because I'm not going to remember it.
I know. It's in the middle, and...
It's your move, dude.
I don't always remember it either. I know. I know. Roll four sharp. That is a 15. Wow.
Okay.
Ooh. Wow.
Boxcars plus three.
That's very good. So on a connect the dots, you hold three. So whenever you want to ask me a question, you can ask me a question.
I've got three holds. Got it.
Okay. All right. Continuing on. Sammy, are you guys gonna follow Sammy out to the car?
Yeah, I think Bjorn will pick up on this exchange and just kind of nod his head, not say anything, and start heading out towards the car.
Okay. You guys head out.
He's got a curious look on his face.
Yeah.
He's not really
Bjorn,
sure
as you walk out, you do see, you don't notice Angelina's car anymore. It has gone. There's no other unusual vehicles in the area.
Okay.
So you guys get back in the car. What do you say?
And she's just like, so this isn't a priority, but we need to do more research on the medical examiner when this situation calms down. He is a zombie. I think he's not alive. He's full of necrotic energy, and he runs on necrotic energy.
What? How'd you find that out?
I know.
I'm sorry. Can you just back that up a little bit? What?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Judson Stone. He's a zombie. Okay. I went into the morgue because I dropped my weapon, and I just got this weird feeling, and suddenly, you know, remember how there is that purple energy that Miguel says that is kind of lingering, that's necrotic? He runs on this necrotic purple energy, and I tried to look into his mind, and it was like the statue, like his brain isn't alive.
I think Henry just closes his eyes and he's like, okay, one more thing for the to-do list. Can we just shelf that and deal with one thing at a time, please?
Yeah, like I said, not a priority right now, but just, you know, keep it on the radar that there is a literal zombie in the police station.
The only question I have, and he's like starting the car. Wait, is it my car or your car that we took?
It's Sammy's car.
I think we brought Bjorn's. Oh, I thought we brought Bjorn's.
Oh, did we bring Bjorn's? Okay, we brought Bjorn's. I don't care.
Wait, no, because we...
Whose car did you bring?
I don't remember, yeah. Because we were driving Sammy's in the first episode.
You guys are in a car.
Whichever car it is, it does not matter.
Whoever's driving is already driving at this point. All Bjorn is going to say is, the only question I have is the situation seems secure. Like, we don't have to worry about him. I mean, he's been this way for a while, it sounds like.
Yeah, he thinks maybe 30-ish years was his best guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, that's definitely something we can worry about later then, but odd.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Well, it was already creepy enough anyway. Why not be a zombie on top of all that?
I guess our read on him was pretty spot on. Just not how we expected.
All right. So what do you guys do after that?
Yeah. I think Sammy switches the conversation and goes, right, so we injured the thing. We need to track it down and finish it off. Where do we start?
I think either if Henry can access them or he might have to roll for net friends for this, but I think it stands to reason he might be able to pull up the same blueprint or recall the same...
Yeah, you have the blueprints already. You don't need the
blueprints he had. He's looking at them either on paper or through his phone if he took a picture of it. And he's looking at it and he says, based on the locations of that, you said it was in the medical examiner's room, that sewer pipe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then He's drawing a mental map in his head, comparing to the blueprint, and I suppose this would be an investigate a mystery to tell which direction it went.
I don't think you really need an investigate a mystery, because I think the last time you guys heard that the two places that it was most likely to go that were close to here that had like big pipes were the school and the middle school and the police station.
And there's a third one, like a water treatment plant, but that was farther
away.
And
the water treatment plant, yeah.
Yeah, but that's farther away.
But that's a little bit farther away.
I was just trying to figure out which would be the more likely at this point, based on the pipe that
Sammy would make a suggestion when he, like, asks about the morgue. I think she would say, honestly, we seem to wound it pretty good. I think we just need to find the nearest entrance into the sewers, and we go down there and we finish it off. I'm sure it left a blood trail. We can track it.
And unless we're so sure it's heading to one location or the other, yeah.
On your, like, map, can you see where the nearest entrance is? I think we should just get there as quickly as we can.
I think you guys can see a manhole cover pretty close by. Yeah. And Wesley could say, like, yeah, this is probably big enough for us.
Yeah, I think I compare and then I look along the street. Let's just say it's coming up ahead of us. I was like, right there, that one. We get that cover off. We'll have a straight shot down.
So Bjorn's just gonna say, yeah, let's hopefully go finish this thing.
Okay. So you guys walk out of the car, lock it behind you. And you kind of look around, and I don't think there's anyone around you at this point. It's getting kind of late in the day, I think, because it was like after school on a Friday when you guys went and did when you guys were at the fort, and then you went and did some research, and then you came here. So I think it's gotten to the point where like the sun has almost gone down. So you guys pop up the manhole cover, look around, doesn't seem to be anyone, and then hop in, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you do that. So you guys hop in. It doesn't smell good. This is a sewer. You start walking along the side. There is thankfully a there's like kind of a little sidewalk next to the general sewer line. So you guys start walking down. Where do you go? Are you guys going to go towards any specific area? You're going to head back towards the police station, follow from there. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I think heading back towards the police station, looking for a blood trail.
Blood trail. Okay. Yeah. Someone go ahead and roll me investigate a mystery.
It was Sammy's idea, so does she want to do it?
I think we're all looking, so.
Just someone roll me one. I don't care who it is.
All right.
I got an 11.
11. Okay. All right, so you get two questions.
Where did it go?
Yeah. So you guys go back towards, and I think you don't even make it back to the police station before you find this blood trail, and it goes off in the direction towards the like the water treatment plant. And I think you can keep following it for quite some distance. And it gets to the point where you can see it kind of like it goes off the main path and then it goes down somewhere, but you can see a couple of seconds later like the blood trail is back, and it's like investigating side tunnels. And then it comes off and it goes back and it starts walking. And I think at some point you can tell it's like avoiding the sewage. Like you can tell like it's staying on the sidewalk. It doesn't want to deal with the sewage any more than you guys do. So it starts going along. And I think eventually you start to lose track. You start to lose track of that blood trail. Like it just starts to vanish as you go along. You guys are almost to the water treatment plant.
Can I ask my second question?
Yeah.
What can hurt it?
Well, you know that what can hurt it is hard things. You chopped it pretty good. Bjorn was able to hold on to it. It's not a very large thing. It's probably only about 3 to 4 feet long. And, you know, most of that is wriggly snake body. So it's got some scales. So you just got to get through them. I don't think you know any more than that what could hurt it.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys keep following. You want to go towards the water treatment plant? What's your game?
I think that's what we should do, because then it's a... We'd be looking out for some kind of nest or a place of, you know, where does this thing hide?
Yeah. Go ahead and roll me another investigate a mystery, Henry. You're looking specifically for that.
Mm-hmm. That is a 9, I believe.
Okay. You get one question.
What is being concealed here?
Okay. Yeah, I think you go down farther, and eventually you start seeing, like, you start seeing that slime again. You get towards the water treatment plant, and you see various spots where the creature... You find this one offshoot tunnel that's a lot narrower than the one that you guys were going down, and it's, like, it's just, like, sewage. There's no longer a trail. There's no longer a sidewalk next to it. But you see this slime... You see some of the slime going in there, and you find a couple of... You see a couple of shattered dead rats. Like stone rats under here, like really big ones. But they are shattered and made of stone. But you do see it seems to go towards this offshoot tunnel.
Okay, I think, I don't know about the order of going, but he sees this and he turns to the other two and he says, "Well, I think I might have found its hiding place."
You look down a tunnel and you can see there's about an inch or two of raw sewage down this tunnel.
And he looks back at the two of them, and as far as diameter, is this, can we stand up and walk through this tunnel, or is it...
You would have to hunch, but you can walk. I think Sammy probably doesn't have to hunch very much.
I think he turns to the other two. He says, "Want to rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first?"
Are we sure it's down there? I mean, I can shoot a fireball down it and see what happens.
I was going to say, looking at the area, you said that we pretty much lost the blood trail at this point.
Yeah, there's no more blood trail. You guys haven't seen any blood for a while. It just vanished.
But it had been avoiding the sewage, which is why I'm not sure if it's down here, because I'm not sure why it would all of a sudden just go through a whole bunch of sewage.
It's true, it's been avoiding the sewage, but if he's got the... I'm sorry, the shattered, the rat bodies, they're not in the tunnel, they're just around the entry, I guess?
Yeah, they're like around the entry, like something was going towards it, and the creature like lashed out at these rats as they tried to go in here.
Okay, so no evidence that that this thing actually went in.
I mean, Sammy offered to shoot a fireball down in the tunnel and see what happens.
I think Henry might turn to her and say, "You think you might be able to pick out where it went using your third eye, whatever it is?"
I can try. I feel like that's more of a spooky move, connecting with monsters, but... let me look at these magic effects.
Does Henry have any connect the dots questions that apply? Like maybe he could just intuit what a creature would do.
He has like when and where is the next critical event going to occur.
So you can maybe intuit where he thinks this thing's going.
There is a use magic effect that is communicate with something that you do not share a language with. Could I use that?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
I can't communicate with the creature?
No, but you know you have used stuff to, like, track rift monsters before. If this is a rift monster, then you could kind of track its aura the same way you tracked Bjorn that one time.
Oh, okay,
you can, you know, shoot a fireball, see what happens.
I don't know.
What does Sammy want to do?
I think first she would take Henry's suggestion and use her third eye to try and get a sense of if there is rift magic in this tunnel.
Okay, roll use magic. Roll read a bad situation.
Read a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 9.
Okay, you get two questions because of your eye.
What's my best way in for the first question?
I think you do see kind of a trail of rift magic. It goes around this area. You can see a lot of it going back into this tunnel, and I think you can see a lot of it going like around this area in particular. Like, it spent a lot of time here, so I think you can tell. And you actually notice you can see it on the walls on the inside of here. Like these are like really broken down kind of walls, and it looks almost like the magic kind of crawls along the wall there. So you get the idea, maybe it's using the walls to get in. But for you, your best way in is walk forward.
Okay. Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Can I ask a clarifying question? Just when she sees those paths, I mean, does she see a fresher one, or wouldn't she have gotten that too, or?
Not really. They're all kind of... It hasn't been here very long, so...
So she just
there's not one that's any fresher than otherwise.
She doesn't see one leaving off towards the...
No, not really. They're all kind of jumbled through here. Gotcha. What was your question?
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? Like a nest or more
dangers?
Of
them? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Other than the possibility that this creature is in this tunnel.
Okay. And I think Sammy would nod and basically just say... Yeah, I can
actually hang on.
See.
I will say, if you go into this tunnel, you're going to have to go one by one. So your ability to kind of like fight, if that's what you want to do, is going to be diminished. If you are going one by one, this creature is much smaller than you and is going to be able to move around much better than you will. That's the only danger I can say.
Okay. And Sammy would nod and say, yeah, I can feel its presence. It's definitely in this tunnel, but it's pretty tight quarters. If we go in there, it's gonna be a little tricky.
Hey, Henry, looking at the map, where does that tunnel go?
And would I automatically know that, or
Yeah, you can look down and you can see it goes down to, it's like a wider tunnel that leads off of a bunch of like residential houses, like smaller houses, so it's like a collection tunnel that kind of leads.
Okay. Henry turns to him and says, yeah, if we end up following this, eventually it's gonna lead into a larger space that leads into some residential spots, some houses, something like that, looks like.
I'm just wondering, if it's that tight in there, is it better to just wait for this thing since we know where it is? I don't want to spend too much time down here, but I feel like it's using the tunnels to get around. So, I mean, maybe we just wait for it to come out.
Wait for how long? Day? 2 days? How long?
I think Sammy says, you guys have your dragon eye things, so you can see pretty well down here. What if you guys stay on this end? I go to the other end and try to push it towards you.
The only problem I have with that is, what if it gets the jump on you and turns you to stone with no one there to know?
I could shoot a fireball down the tunnel. So, signal.
I don't know if I like it.
Well, this isn't a perfect situation, and, if we only ever did things we liked, I don't think any one of us would be in this current situation right now.
I guess what I'm saying is, I would rather us deal with being in tight quarters than split up.
I'd say it's up to her. She wants to try this.
Sammy just kind of like shrugs and is like, I'm fine either way. What do we think?
I mean,
just make a decision, guys.
I still think that I just don't see the harm in waiting a little bit to see if it comes out to feed again. I mean, that residential piping that you see on your map, Henry, how big does that piping look coming from each house? Could it get into a house, or is it just stuck in a dead end tunnel and we're, you know, on the end of it? You know what I mean? If it has a way out, then yeah, we probably should go hunt it down. But if it's kind of trapped down there and it's got nowhere to go, then maybe we just wait for it. That's all I'm trying to say. I was just asking what your map shows.
Actually, it does look like they're, if it tries to get out of this area and into a house, it, based on its size and those pipes, it probably won't be going anywhere.
Hmm. So then I think what makes the most sense is to not cluster ourselves in a tight quarters with it. I say we stay out where we've got space to move and get away from it, but wait right here. You know, it's got nowhere to go except right into us.
Okay. I think Sammy just nods and is like, fine, let's wait.
All right, so you guys are setting up camp in the sewer?
Yeah.
I think Bjorn would suggest that we move away from immediately next to it so it can like come out and then we ambush it. You know, we don't want it to know we're here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you can do that. So you guys kind of camp on around the sewer area and you guys start waiting. And you wait. And you wait.
We probably would have stopped after a certain like a set amount of time.
I think it's probably like 2 or 3 hours later, you guys start hearing this like scritching coming from down the tunnel. Scritch, 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 scritch. And you can hear like dust plonking. You can hear like a sound of something coming off the wall and plonking into the gross sewage below.
I'd like to think that Henry probably stands and gestures to Bjorn and they stand to either side, out of sight of the actual opening.
How dark is it down here? Just out of curiosity.
There are no lights.
Oh, Sammy's blind then.
Ooh. I mean, you have your phone, so.
I know, but she would have it off, so she wouldn't be able to see, so she'd probably be waiting for a cue from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, like, the occasional, like, above you guys, there's, like, manholes in various places, so it hasn't been, like, completely dark this whole time, but, like, now it's, like, it's dark outside, so there's not much light inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so Henry kind of makes this motion and alerts you guys that something's coming.
I think we're gonna wait, and then also, if we don't have an actual sack or anything here, but I think Henry would turn to Bjorn and kind of gestures and he makes an action as if he's taking off a jacket or something in order to say, you know, we're going to need something to catch this with.
Yeah. And Bjorn just gives him the thumbs up because he had the same thought earlier, but he's being quiet so he doesn't say anything. He just gives him the thumbs up that he's on board.
Okay.
I get my jacket ready.
You get your jacket ready.
In one hand and then in the other hand I have a gun.
This is the same jacket that already got monster spit on it, so it's already
What is
ruined.
The kind of order of operations? Like, you guys are on one side of this this opening tunnel. Who's in front? You know, like, where? How are you guys situated?
I think me and Henry are on opposing sides, and we're waiting for it to come out first, and then I would probably try and jump it first with the jacket.
Okay, and where's Sammy?
I think Sammy is just, like, across from the tunnel entrance, like, just crouched, ready to shoot a fireball on command, but she can't see, so she's just sitting there waiting.
Sure. Okay. So, Bjorn, a couple of seconds later, that scritch, 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 and you see the snout of this thing pop out from the tunnel and then do, like, a jump as it jumps from the side of the wall onto the ground in front of you.
I'm going to try and jump it with my jacket, get it right around its face again right away.
Okay, roll.
And then I want to sit on it.
What?
Like on the long snake-like part of its body, I want to just like sit down.
You're going to straddle it like the crocodile hunter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a say. He's a beauty. This guy's a beauty. He's lying down right here. Yeah.
Yes. I'm in no danger.
Oh, boy. All right, yeah. Oh, so go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure.
Oh, man.
This cockatrice could turn me to stone, but I'm in no danger.
With a single look.
Yeah.
If you just stroke it right here on the head, you'll be right.
No. It did. We are in danger. Help we me are out? In danger.
How?
Henry could help.
Henry could also try and help me restrain it so I've got an easier time.
I think I'm going to roll a help out for Bjorn.
Okay, roll help out. What are you going to do? Just try to, like, hold its tail, like, at the back end of it or something?
I'm just trying to get a hold of it so that it can't, if it tries to like lunge at him or something, that it will find lunge that it can't move as well as it normally would.
Maybe grab its back legs, roll, like around the thighs or something.
That is a 14. Nice.
Very good one. Okay, so that bumps you up to a 7.
Yep.
Henry, you go down and you kind of tackle it again, the back end of it. Well, Bjorn gets the front end of it. Bjorn, you, with a mixed success, you are able to like get a hold of it, but you do not feel like you have a very good grip on it at all. Mm-hmm. Like if you move just like a slight little bit, it's going to bite you.
Okay, so I'm going to hold it tight so it can't do that.
Okay, what do the rest of you do? Henry, you're on the back end of it. Sammy's the only one that's kind of free. What do you guys say anything to Sammy? Because she can't see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm
going
to say, we got it, Sammy. Get in here and cut it.
You got your knife.
Then Sammy would light fire in her hand just for like light so that she can see, and then have her knife in the other hand and run up to try to assist.
Okay.
If he said cut it, then she's going to go in for the stab.
Oh, I need you to roll use magic for me. Real quick.
Just to light fire in my hand?
Yeah.
You're not Kellen.
There's a reason. No, it's not that. There's a reason.
Oh, it's probably that stupid thing that's in her chest.
7.
7.
Sammy. You are generally able to control this magic, and I don't think it hurts too much for you. You just lit a fire in a sewer filled with methane gas.
Oh my.
I think it doesn't hurt you and it doesn't hurt anyone else, but this whole area just sort of explodes a little bit, and the area around you just lights on fire for a second, and you're all just like, what on earth? Bjorn, because of that, I need you to make another act under pressure for me.
Oh no.
I should have thought of that.
Oh my god.
I rolled a 4.
What is your cool?
My cool's +2. I just rolled double ones.
Oh, snake eyes.
And before that, I rolled a 1 and a 3.
Bjorn, this creature pops loose. This bright fireball goes off around you guys, distracting you, not hurting any of you, but kind of singeing you. And you're all kind of blinded for just like half a second. And Bjorn, you kind of like jerk back and you're trying to like hold on to this thing, and it wiggles free for just a second, and you feel this puncture on your skin as it bites into you with just like one tooth.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I'm immediately gonna see if I can heal it, because even though I'm crappy at magic, I have to hope I hit the head.
Are you gonna let it go?
Oh shoot, no, you're right. Yeah. What would Bjorn do first? I think I would try to reestablish my grip on it.
Okay. That's going to take you just a little bit of time. Go ahead and act under pressure again.
Yep. I got to do it, though, I think.
At -1.
And then
that's
maybe 5. Sammy could get
and
a stab in.
And I leveled
in.
Up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Sammy. The problem is Sammy can't see, and she just blinded herself.
So.
Well, she's holding fire in her hand, though.
Did you keep it going after that?
Yeah, she was holding, like, fire in one hand and her knife in the other.
That makes sense.
So she could see. Yes.
What's your level up? While I decide what your fate is going to be.
Yeah, it might not matter.
I will remind you that there is one doomed person here, and it is not you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that much left.
Yeah.
He didn't have that much to start with.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably just going to get turned to stone and die anyway, so... I'll take another cool, because even though it was already +2, a +3 is definitely warranted.
+3 is better, yeah. Sammy, you see this kind of fireball, and your eyes adjust for a second, and you see this thing wiggle out, and Wesley, you feel it like wiggle out from between your legs. You kind of like reach out and try to grab its tail and aren't able to. It pulls free of Bjorn, and Bjorn tries to like grab it, but his fingers, like he grabs out and he's like able to get a hand on it, but then his fingers just freeze in place and he just can't hold on to it. Wiggles out of his lap, turns around, sees Sammy with the fire, and then dives into the sewer water.
And I think Bjorn's immediately trying to heal himself now, even though he might have waited too long.
Okay, Sammy, first off, Sammy, do you do anything? Because I think you're kind of the closest to it.
Do Do I really want to dive into sewer water?
That was not what I was insinuating, but you're welcome to do what you want.
Is there no chance for me to, like, react by, like, even just, like, getting a boot on its tail to stop it from jumping into the water?
Well, the problem is you're on the other side. Yeah, but you were on the other side of the sewer, right? Okay, this is what I understand. I assume there's a channel running in between you guys, and there's two sidewalks. I thought you said you were on the other side of the channel.
Well, we were saying we were on either side of the entrance of the...
Yeah, you said you were on the other side of the channel, and then Sammy was across from it, right?
I think so.
So there's this, like, there's, like, a narrow channel of sewer water in between you guys. It's not hard to, like, jump across it, but I'm assuming that's where Sammy was.
I don't know what she would do now, because I did not realize that there is... I don't know. I don't know what she would do.
Okay, if you guys are not doing quite what to do...
Well, I mean, Bjorn's already trying...
Yeah, Bjorn, you go ahead and roll me a use magic for healing.
Yep.
I guess remove a curse in this case.
I have to roll an actual 10 on the dice or above to actually do good at this, because I have a +0, so...
Ouch.
I'll probably be asking for Sammy's assistance instead of us chasing this thing. Hopefully I don't crack my hand off and then I'm useless for the rest of the adventure forever, so...
Stop being so pessimistic.
I just don't like things like getting turned to stone. Like, there's so much.
What's your glitch?
Can I help out? Can I help out to get him to a 10?
How do you help out? You're just going to add extra healing energy?
Yeah, add extra healing magic.
I guess roll. You know what? I guess roll help out, but with weird. I guess that makes the most sense for me.
Okay. An 11.
Okay, that gets him to a 10.
All right, sweet.
So you, again, you kind of stop this this advance of it. I think it bites you in the arm, and you can feel it, like, going up to your elbow, and your elbow locks into place. And you immediately start to try to, like, heal it, and you're not doing quite as well, and Sammy comes over, and you can feel it, like, stopping that healing, or stopping that heal.
Spread.
Stopping that curse from continuing to spread through you, and you guys get it to as much as you can, but just like the outer edge of the edge of Bjorn's arm, like the outer edge of his forearm up to the elbow is still stone, and
so
it
I
won't
have a
turn
question.
Back. What?
Sammy's finger stayed stone because she had a problem with the magic she did, but
she
otherwise...
rolled a full success on hers as well.
Right, but she failed. She had something different than that happen. She didn't just full success, she...
Yeah, it's not that. It's something else. There's something you guys are missing here.
Okay.
It's not going to take just magic to heal this. You are missing something.
Okay.
That's me as the GM telling
okay.
you.
Okay, I gotcha.
So you guys run over there and heal. I guess Henry, at this point, do you do anything while they're doing this?
I think if I can, I would... be trying to reference the map to tell where, like, depending on which direction it went, where does it lead? Where is it going?
It heads back the way you guys came.
Okay. Then, if it's heading back the way we came from, I think he might try to at least keep up with it and track it. So he might just try to book it in the other direction in order to at least keep tabs on it.
As soon as I'm done getting healed, like, I'm up on my feet, keeping the one arm kind of out to the side, being careful with it, and having my gun in my other hand chasing after this thing, trying to get a shot on it if I can see it.
Okay, let's go ahead and, Henry, roll me Investigate a Mystery to see if you can track this thing.
All right. That is an 11.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and ask me your two questions.
Where did it go in relation to, can I track it? Can I see? Can I follow?
Yeah, so this thing keeps running forward, and I think you can see the sewage water in this kind of channel that you guys are walking beside is not very deep. So you can see, like, it's moving its tail like an alligator and kind of, like, swimming forward through it. It's not really able to, like, completely submerge itself because it's a good, like, foot and a half tall, basically, so... It's kind of like you can see, like, its tail feathers, its greasy tail feather spines kind of above the surface of the water, and it's going back the way you guys came. So you guys can keep following it if you'd like to.
Okay, and I have
and
one
I'm
other
shoot,
one.
If he points it out to me at all, I'm shooting as it as we follow it.
Okay.
I don't know if I have any other
questions.
Because
I have no reason
fits.
To believe my shot didn't work earlier, right?
No. I will say, like, you don't notice that it was, it seemed hurt at all at this time, at this point.
Okay.
I have one other question, but I don't think I can use it because there's
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're just trying to use it for this one thing.
All right.
You want to shoot at it? Does Henry want to, like, let everyone know?
Yeah, upon tracking it, I think he's going to just call back over his shoulder. It's going back the way we came. I gotta see if I can follow it. And he starts running after it.
Okay.
And I'm following, and if I can see it too now, I'm taking a shot.
Okay, yeah. You see this thing, and I think you guys are coming up to kind of a junction between two different sections. Go ahead and roll me at, kick some ass.
Something I just realized, I forgot to ask. When it bit me, did I take any damage?
Oh, yeah, you did. It's only two harm.
Okay,
so
I... Never mind.
It bites through you, but it doesn't like...
Yeah. I get
you,
the actual effect of its bite, but otherwise I'm unhurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I'll go ahead and make that roll.
Go ahead.
It's a 7.
And I think Henry might as well, depending on what happens next.
Yeah, I think you are able to shoot this thing. I'm not going to... It's not going to try to attack you because it's trying to run away. I think the mixed success is that it dives into one of these narrower passageways.
Mm-hmm.
And starts running kind of that way.
Okay.
But you do some damage to it. What do you hit it with?
I just have my pistol on me, unfortunately, so...
So just two?
Just two, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You do... you shoot it again, and it kind of... You can see it kind of reacts to that, but otherwise it keeps running. It's scared.
Mm-hmm.
I think Henry's going to try to stay on it, but of course if it goes into a narrower space, then... When you say narrow, I'm guessing it's too narrow for him to follow.
No, you can follow it. You're just going to have to be the only person in that area, and you're going to have to go one by one. It's the same as the one back where you guys were before.
I have a question for you, Susanna.
Yes.
Did Bjorn ever go through whatever he had to go through to get permission to open up rifts?
You didn't tell me you did. I think with other Dragon Knights around, you wouldn't have even bothered.
They wouldn't have bothered either?
Yeah. Okay. I don't. Unless you tell me you do, you have not.
Okay. Because I think Bjorn would be frustrated enough to actually just do it at this point, even though he normally just kills stuff.
okay. Henry, what do you do? You're going to run in there, or are you going to talk with your friends?
I think in order to avoid losing it again, I think in the moment he's going to hunch over and follow it.
Okay. You do that. You follow it. You guys follow him?
Yep. Bjorn will follow after. He's not going to let him go alone.
Okay.
Yeah, Sammy would follow as well.
Okay, yeah. You guys keep walking forward, and you guys, your feet are in the sewage water now. Like, there's just no way. Your shoes are a bit soaked at this point. Bjorn, your nice leather, whatever suit, your shoes are soaked. Your suit is ripped again, you know.
As I've said before, this is what I have a suit budget for. So.
Yeah, well, now you're going to have to replace your shoes. Okay, and those take a while to break in.
That's fine. Well, I actually assume I have multiple pairs. So.
You probably do, yeah.
I mean, if I'm running around and... different kinds of terrain and dress shoes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're not going to last very long. So
you guys keep walking forward. You can feel the sewage seeping into your shoes and making your feet and your socks all wet. And you keep running forward. And I think eventually you guys get to the point where it's like you can see up ahead. There's like a stop. And I think you can see this creature kind of curled up ahead, like reared back, waiting for you guys.
Waiting for us?
It doesn't have anywhere else it can go. It's just kind of sitting there in this, like, end of this area. You're at a dead end again.
I think since I'm in the front coming up on it, I'm going to try to pull my gun and take a shot.
Okay. Bro kicks some ass.
All right. That is an 8.
Okay, yeah. You walk up closer to this thing to get a shot. I think you're able to shoot it again, and as soon as you shoot it, as soon as it like sees you like raising your hand to shoot it, it starts running towards you, and it has 8 legs. It's very fast, and it runs towards you, and you can see its legs like pat 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 in the sewage water. You shoot it, and you can see your bullet kind of hit the back of it, and then it launches itself forward at you and just like rakes you like into the chest. It's like its legs just grab onto you, and you take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And you have sewage water in the wounds too.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Because it's clogged with sewage water.
Sammy would probably go for a stab once it hits the ground again. Like, after it slashes him, I'm guessing it would, like, fall to the ground. She would go
for a stab. Grabbed onto him.
No, it's holding onto me.
Then Sammy would spin Henry around so that they have this monster, like, right in front of them. And I guess try to grab it behind the head to hold it still so it can't bite. Basically, like...
You're gonna try to restrain it?
But wait, the order into the pipe was Henry, Bjorn, Sammy. So Bjorn would be between Sammy and Henry, right?
That's true, yeah.
That's true.
I think Sammy can push Sammy past Bjorn. I don't see any reason why you can't. Sammy's smaller than either of the boys are.
All right, so if she wants to push up past him, sure.
Yeah, go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure.
Yeah, so I'm just imagining she grabs it behind the head with one hand.
Yeah. I like grabbing its hackles of an angry cat.
A seven.
Seven. Okay. These mixed successes are going to kill me, guys.
Well, it's not going to
kill
you.
We're just going to become stone statues. It's fine.
Ooh, okay, I have one. Yeah, Sammy, you reach out and you try to grab it with your hands. And which hand were you using? Obviously, the one with no fingers. Or the one without the frozen fingers.
I don't know. She might use the one with the stone fingers because it might
be
a form of protection. Hand. Like, if it tries to bite the stone.
Okay, yeah.
Or do you just get all your
fingers? So you reach out and you kind of grab onto it. And you get, like, surprisingly a decent enough grasp on it with your stone fingers. But you can feel your index finger, you can feel a crack on it. You have it right now.
Yeah, that's Bjorn? What my concern was going to be, is that she's going to lose actual fingers now. But anyways, Bjorn was already thinking about trying to wrap its head up now that it's a little bit more restrained.
Okay, try.
Before that happened, he was like, well... So here's the thing. I've rolled with this because I should be good at this, and I'm just rolling like garbage today. Like, I had a +2, now I have a +3 to cool. I'm hoping I can finally like do this thing and protect us like I've been trying to do. So here we go. It's a 9.
Still a mixed success.
Because I got a 6 +3.
Yeah, you get on there, and I think you kind of wrap your hands around this thing's head again, and you're able to get your hand around, but Sammy, your hand is like stuck underneath of there with it and Bjorn's, like, wrapped around Bjorn's jacket, so you feel if this thing moves a ton, it's going to snap that finger off. Henry, it's I think becoming unattached to you as they are kind of messing with it. It's like they're kind of like it's still kind of attached to you, but they're kind of wrestling with it now.
Okay. I think if I can feel it trying to become somewhat detached, then I think I'm going to use my claw to try to grab onto its middle and then like stretch it out to get it, and then maybe to attempt to slash at it. Because if I can just cut it in half from where it is, that would help.
Okay, roll kick some ass.
Because I have my knives on me, I believe, so...
Just use the claws. Much more convenient.
Or actually, yeah, that works, and they are more effective than a knife, which is somewhat strange, but yes.
They're dragon claws. How's that strange?
Yeah.
That is a 6. Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, Henry, I think what happens is this thing breaks free at this point. It comes forward. It claws. I think it's like it's got its claws in you. I think it just uses you as a springboard. It pulls out of Bjorn's grasp, pulls out of Sammy's grasp. Sammy, that finger cracks a little bit more. And it, like, you can feel all 8 of its claws kind of digging into your skin, doing another 2 points of damage as it pulls off of you, springs back over Bjorn's shoulder and starts running into the rest of the sewer again, having gotten away from you guys again. What do you do?
He can't roll well at all.
Oh, man. I think he's just very frustratedly, he's going to be like, you got to be kidding me. And then he turns and he just starts following it again.
Yeah. You follow Henry. You are behind Bjorn and Sammy as they run after it as well. You guys are a little bit slower, you know, because this is a narrow passageway, and you can see it turn the corner around as you guys go. You guys get up there and you get turned around. You turn the corner to see where this thing goes, and you see this flash of light, and you look up and you see this manhole that has been pushed aside, and you realize this thing has escaped into the middle of the city at night. And that's where we're gonna leave it for now.
No.
No.